Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, friends. Wisdom Wednesday, April. It's May 9th. What the heck month is it, folks? May 9th, 1919. What century is it? Should I just start over? Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, May 9th. I'm going to start over again. Hello and welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. Whew, made it through that. Who knew that was the most challenging part of recording a Facebook Live video? Okay, video of the day. What is going on? I have been on the phone with prospects, clients, and assorted, and actually a couple of attorneys, real estate agents, over a real estate transaction, and so that might explain why my brain is completely fried. My goodness, this will be a short video, I predict. Rhino of the day is this napkin holder rhino. Those of you who were on yesterday's video might remember that I shared a different wooden rhino napkin holder as yesterday's rhino of the day, and that's why I'm choosing this one for today. But it's not only wood, it's wood and pewter. So it's got this really fantastic pewter rhino head and rhino tail. Check it out. Can you see that? Cute little rhino tail in the back. And for those fancy schmancy people that use napkin holders, or for the ones that don't, like me, that had to be told what the heck this thing is, it sits there on the table, and the rolled-up napkin goes in there by the place setting, and then you take it out, and you put it on your lap, and you have your dinner, or whatever fancy meal you're having. Okay, as the beautiful purple and orange sunset, I don't know if you can see the colors behind me, Jeremy Danley is here, but what a great sunset we're having here. Those are the Phoenix Mountains right there in the background. And so today, Wisdom Wednesday, I want to talk about this concept where people say all the time, you know, it's just for the principle of it. Now, people that know me know I am as stubborn as they come. So somebody's greatest strength is also their greatest weakness. Maybe that's another topic for another Wisdom Wednesday. But, you know, being stubborn is a great strength of mine because when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. For instance, about 13 months ago, I said I was going to record a Facebook Live video every single day, and I've done it every single day since. I think it was March 29th to 30th, 2017. So people are like, wow, you do it every single day. That's dedicated. That's stubborn. Okay, that's a great strength of mine. But a great weakness is I tend to make this statement once in a while, I'm going to do this just for the principle of it. And I did that yesterday. And it was something ridiculous, and I found myself saying, you know, I'm doing this just for the principle of it. And then I realized that is really weak and dumb. And I'm going to share that on Wisdom Wednesday because in your private life, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. Although I don't think it serves you there either. But certainly to a business owner, and hopefully if you're watching this, I'm speaking to the 13%, at least of Americans that are business owners, not the 87% that are, you know, too cowardly, too low self-confidence, not willing to work hard enough or deliver enough value or whatever reason it is that you depend on us for your entire life, your income, your lifestyle, when you can have a day off, when you can take a vacation is all up to the 13% of us that go out and run businesses. And so that's what I'm speaking to. When you're running a business, you really got to be results oriented, right? You got to think about your time, your money, your energy, all the resources that you put together to run a business. And whenever you say the phrase, I'm doing this just for the principle of it, you're pretty much acknowledging that you're not doing it because it makes sense in any of those other ways. It doesn't make sense for the time, the energy, the money, the cost. You're just doing it for the principle of it. So I did, you know, being stubborn, I used to do a lot more, but I catch myself, and yesterday I caught myself. I was like, you know, I'm just doing this just for the principle, and then I'm like, yeah, that means it's a waste of time, or a waste of energy, or I could be doing something else and helping another one of my clients to make a lot of money, or doing something that'll get me another client and make me more money, or there's lots of other things I could do than just to do something just for the principle of it. So you see this right now, not to, just like I just did with the Rhino of the Day, delved a little bit back into yesterday's Topical Tuesday episode with the Rhino of the Day. A little topical thing is you see this stubbornness going on in politics, certainly now with all this Trump derangement that is unbelievably still continuing a full year and a half, more than a year and a half after the election ended. People are still, you know, just will they refuse to admit that the president of the United States is a jerk, is a, you know, lying, womanizing, you know, rough and tough bully. You know, yeah, sure, that's who it is, but that's who the president is. And again, his greatest strengths, his greatest weaknesses. So if you see all those things as weaknesses, being a bully and so forth, well, look how being a bully, look how where that got him with North Korea, right? And so look where it gets him in business. Look how it got him elected to president of the United States, for crying out loud. So, you know, to do something just for the principle of it is a big mistake. And I see people saying, you know, well, you know, like Trump now pulling out of this stupid, terrible nuclear deal. Everyone knows it's terrible. All the leaders of the anti-Trumpers all said it was terrible when, you know, Obama, Kerry, whoever was like putting it through. But now, of course, since Trump says it's terrible, just for the principle of it, I'm going to say it's great. I'm going to say we should stay, or even if it's bad, I'm going to say we should stay in it, even though when Trump wasn't against it, I was against it. But just for the principle of it, anything Trump's against, I got to be for. And in the same way, that's perhaps a big reason that Trump pulls out of this deal is because Obama put it in. And one of Trump's things is just for the principle of it, anything Obama did with his famous stroke of the phone and the pen or whatever he said, like since Obama was such an ineffective leader, which, I mean, how could anybody be effective with this horrible Congress we've had for the past decades? They don't do anything. And so Obama couldn't get Congress to do anything. Trump can't seem to get Congress to do anything. Both of them are doing everything by executive order, by the phone and the pen, as they say, which means it all can be unraveled and undone by the next person that comes in and takes office. And that's exactly what Trump's doing. So when you do something just for the principle of it, you are really ignoring all the correct, proper, sensible reasons of doing anything. So maybe you're not as stubborn as me and you don't tend to say, ah, I'm just going to do it just for the principle of it. So therefore, this Wisdom Wednesday episode doesn't affect you at all. Although you might think about it in terms of your prospects, your clients. Maybe they're not responding to your marketing, to your advertising, to your offers, just for the principle of it. I don't respond to emails. I don't do business with anyone unless I can see them face to face. I've heard all these kind of just for the principle of it things. So keep that in mind. Even if it's not you, it's possibly one of your prospects or customers who's stubborn, and you want to communicate with them in the way that they want to be communicated with. That's why you do multi-step, multimedia marketing. So maybe you don't know how many people you're trying to communicate with as prospects. Say, I will never put my credit card into a computer or website. I have to see someone in person or at least talk to them over the phone. So if you don't offer that option, you just say, click here to order. You're missing out on everyone who would order if you just said, or call this number. And you're understanding, you're not saying, just for the principle of it, you know, I value my time. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own freedom. I'm not going to be taking calls all day from people willy-nilly. I got things to do just for the principle of it. Well, again, big mistake. You see, you forget that principle of it, because the real principle is being results-oriented. And so doing what it takes. Yeah, the phone rings. You got to put on a phone number. You got to take some calls. You got to send some emails. You got to send some handwritten personal notes. Not everything can be automated and systematized and outsourced. Some things, yeah, we got to do ourselves if we want the maximum results, instead of saying just for the principle of it. You see this in retail. Maybe it doesn't happen anymore, but I'm sure it happens somewhere where you go up and the store says it closes at 5 o'clock, whatever, and it's 5:01. And you see the person's in there, of course, and they're counting out the register and whatever, and you're tapping on the glass because it's somebody's birthday and you have to get a card. Not that this ever happened to me. And I'm rapping on the glass, and they're like, no, you know, we're closed. And I'm like, rapping on the wrap. In a huff, they'll come over, they'll open the door, they'll go, look, we're closed. I'm like, I know. but it's whoever it was, I don't remember, whoever's birthday, and I'm such an idiot, I'm so lazy, I'm so, you know, such a mistake I made that I forgot to get a card, can you please help me out, let me just get a card. And they're like, just for the principle of it, they're like, we're closed. Or they'll say something like, yeah, but I've already zeroed out the register, or some nonsense excuse like that. Like, I can't just plunk down a $10 bill and say, keep the change and walk out. Like, I'd give them a 20, I'd give them a 100. Like, I need the card or the gift or whatever it is. Or the dry cleaning, you got to pick up. You know, I missed the dry cleaner was closing, you know, and I missed it. And I'm speaking that night and I need that suit because I'm going to be on stage. Whatever it is. When in business, when you do something just for the principle of it, especially adding that word just, it tells you that's the only reason you're doing it. Big mistake. Bad reason. Do things because it makes sense for the business, not just for the principle. And ideally, very often, they're the same thing. That the principle matches what's best for the business. But when it's just out of stubbornness, like just for the principle of it, you're making a big mistake. That's my opinion. And since I'm recording the video, that's the way it is. Phil Brakefield is here. Good seeing you, Phil. Phil says, Michael Jordan, I'm going to love this one. I love Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan tells a great story about his dad wanting a Cadillac, which Michael, remember those days when people wanted Cadillacs? Do they still make them? But I digress. His dad wanted a Cadillac, which Michael promised him. I assume now this is not Michael as a kid. But they got to the dealership right at closing, but the sales guy stayed late to help him. Right, see, that's what I'm talking about. I thought you were going to make a joke and say the sales guy said we're closed to Michael Jordan, you know, knocking on the door. Like, see, but that's my point. That's a great story. Thank you, Phil. But you don't have to, doesn't have to be Michael Jordan. Doesn't have to be a celebrity. Doesn't have to be someone you recognize. Doesn't have to be, you know, can be a homeless person, for crying out loud. Somebody's trying to get in and you're still there at your store, or you're late in the office and the phone's ringing and you say, just for the principle of it, I'm not going to answer that phone. It's after hours. Like, cut that stuff out, folks. That's just my opinion on Wisdom Wednesday. Take it from Michael Jordan and his dad and Phil Brakefield and anybody else. That's what I believe. I hope that helps you out. That's it for Wisdom Wednesday. Hope you had a great, fantastic Wednesday. And wherever you are, it's likely still continuing, like it still is here. I got a, what do we got? A few hours left in the day. And I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. I recently went through some stuff, was doing a little spring cleaning here, and I found a whole bunch of stuff. I think I have enough stuff for Throwback Thursdays for the next few months. So I'm going to pick one of those things out from the pile, and I'll share it tomorrow. We'll have some fun, and I'll tell some stories, and I hope you'll be with me then. And thanks for all those likes and thumbs up and whatever's going on there. I love it. Thank you, everybody, being here live. Thanks for watching on the replay. Thanks, Phil, for the input. And I will catch you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.